What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Why It's Retarded to Deport Illegals and Americans Are Too Damn Stupid to Realize Just How Bad They're Being Abused by the US Government. So, I'm out here in San Cristobal, Mexico. I haven't been here in a little bit over 2 years. Last time I was here, it was the tail end of Scamarona. So they didn't have much restriction, but the place did not bounce back, obviously, a little bit after Scamarona. But now, guys, the place has bounced back. It's very nice. It's great. We're 7,000 feet above the ground. So it's cool. It's like 70s during the day. Then it gets down to like upper 50s at night. So this is like LA weather over here, guys, minus the beach. Again, we're up in the mountains, close to the Guatemalan border. In fact, this place used to be part of Guatemala. This is why you're gonna see most people here being short, brown, and fugly. But there are some, you know, Guatemalans mixed with like white that are kinda hot. But anyways, guys, let's get back into this video. Why it's retarded to deport all illegals and Americans are just too damn stupid to realize how much better things are overseas. So, as you guys know, I'm a dual citizen. I travel a lot. I was in Colombia, then I came here. Honestly, dudes, I can't stay in America for more than a month, you know? And this is part of the reason why Americans are just too goddamn stupid to realize how much they're being abused in their own country. You know, we always hear America's the land of the free, land of the brave. The reality of the matter is it couldn't be farther from the truth, you know? America is not the land of the free, and it's definitely not the land of the brave. This here, CI Banco, this is actually a good bank to exchange your money at. If you're exchanging dollars, you can do it for 19 Mexican pesos and 30 cents. ATM-wise, go to Banorte, okay? See, when you guys do money off of the ATM, like I'm a Chase private client, so my ATM doesn't charge me anything when I do foreign transaction fees. So when I go to the ATM at Banorte over there, for example, where I was a couple of minutes ago, and I take out cash, it takes out cash at the international currency exchange, which is $20, 20 Mexican pesos per U.S. dollar. But when you go to a place like CBanco over there to exchange actual American dollars into pesos, they're gonna give you a little bit less currency, and that's because these banks make their money by taking your dollars and then putting them back on the international market. So this is how they make their money, by giving you a little bit less than what the actual interchange currency really is. If you go to an ATM machine over there, most ATM machines are gonna charge you a fee for withdrawing money. So Banorte over there, they charged me 58 pesos, which is like $3. But some of the other banks, like Santander, they wanted to charge me 100 pesos, which is like $5. I told them to go fuck themselves, you know. Also, guys, a lot of times these machines are going to have a conversion. They're gonna have their own conversion, and they're gonna ask you to accept or decline. And the conversion is, they're gonna tell you, hey man, we're gonna have a 7% markup, and do you accept it or not? Now, a long time ago, I accepted that, thinking if I don't accept their conversion, that they're not gonna give me any money. But thanks to hearing from other people who travel a lot, they're like, yeah, don't do that, because that's their polite way of asking you, can we rip you off? So if you go to an ATM, don't do ATMs, go to banks, guys. So when you guys go to the banks, they're gonna charge you a sit fee. Again, BBVA does 100. C-Banco, where I was a minute ago, they do 58, so obviously they give me a better deal, and they wanted to do a conversion of 7% markup. I told them go fuck themselves by hitting the decline button, and they gave me the money at the market rate, which is one American dollar to 20 pesos. So that's a little bit of tidbit for you guys out there. And you know, before I get into the video, most of you guys on MGTOW, you do travel. So this is why I'm telling you this. You know, if you're the average American who never left the county that they were born in, what I'm saying to you is like alien language. So when you want to convert money, okay, what you do is you go and you go on Google, okay, and you type in USD to Mexican pesos, okay? This is the Forex. This is the, this is how much the US dollar is to Mexican pesos on the international market, okay? So whenever you go to a country and you want to exchange money into a different currency, go on Google, type in USD to Mexican pesos, Colombian pesos, whatever, right? And then you just shop around, going to different money exchanges and looking at how much they're gonna charge you, you know? There are money exchange houses here, not even 2 minutes away, walk from me in the middle of the city center. They're gonna give you 18 and a half pesos for one American dollar. That's obviously a ripoff when, according to the international market, it's one American dollar will give you 20 pesos. So what you want to do is that you want to shop to see the currency exchange places that will give you the most money closest to the 20 pesos per American dollar. And again, guys, see Banco over there at 19 pesos and 30 cents, they are the closest to the exchange on the foreign exchange currency. And again, if you have a debit card that does not charge you any transaction fees or any foreign fees like I do, go to an ATM. You might have to shop around a little bit to find an ATM. Go to an ATM that belongs to a bank, okay? Don't go to an ATM that's in a fucking bar or a nightclub, okay? Because that's retarded. Even in America, that's retarded. So you go to an ATM at a bank. You find out how much they're going to charge you to withdraw. Again, some machines will charge you 100 pesos. Some will charge you 58 pesos in my case. Take the one with the lower option and always, always, always decline their conversion rate, because again, that's their polite way of saying, hey, can we rip you off? You know, if you hit decline, you're still gonna get your money, but you're gonna get the money according to the actual exchange rate of 20 pesos per dollar rather than their markup, which means you're gonna get like 18 and a half pesos per American dollar. All right, so now that we got this out of the way, let's get back into the video. Okay, so as you guys can see, I'm walking around San Cristobal. This is the city center over here. You got this church over here. I actually gave you a tour of this place at night. So this is a tour during the day here. I'm gonna give you a day tour of this place as we do this walk and talk MGTOW shit, like our friend Ken Del Rican says. So let's start off with the fact that that deporting all illegals is fucking retarded. Guys, if I was president of America, and you guys do know I'm running for president of America, right? I actually voted for myself When I went to vote a couple of days ago when I was back in Florida. Obviously, I'm not on the ballot, but you can write in as a write-in candidate, Amer Metwali, and that's what I did. Okay, if I was president of the United States of America, I'm not going to deport all illegals. That's fucking retarded, okay? Guys, y'all gotta start using your motherfucking brains, dudes, okay? Santander over there. Now, Santander, guys, is a bank that their ATM charges high fees to take money out. Again, they charge like 100 pesos to take money out. I told them, go fuck themselves. Over there, guys, is Starbucks. Yeah, that's Starbucks, dudes, okay? Now, I think you can use your American app with Starbucks. I think you can use your American, you know, if you have money on your American app in Starbucks, you can actually use it here in Mexico. I don't think they're going to give you free refills like they do back in America, but I know for a fact that you can get yourself a big old cup of regular coffee for a little bit under $3 American, and you really don't need a refill at that point. So Starbucks ain't bad. Yeah, look at all these people waiting at line at the bank, dude. See, this is why you don't want to wait. This is why you want to walk around, do some shopping, shit like that. You never ever want to stand in a line at a bank or any place for that matter, you know? Like when I go to Sam's Club to buy food for the food truck back in America, like all the illegals, because they use cash, the cash line is like 200 feet long, but if you go to the, you know, credit card only kiosk, it's like nobody's there, you know. So you always want to be smarter than the average Joe. All right, so if I was president, I'm not going to deport all illegals. Now, if the illegals are if they are criminals, or if they're there to just suck off the welfare, hell yeah, I'll deport them. But if they're hardworking people, hell no, I ain't deporting them. I'm gonna do what the goddamn Arabs do. And that is, yeah, this street is kinda boring, so I am gonna go down that street over there. This street is kinda boring. So I'm gonna go down that street over there. So, if I was president, I would not deport the illegals. I'd only deport the criminals and those who live off of welfare. And, you know, the truth of the matter, guys, is that if you get rid of welfare in America, a lot of people will self-deport. Because I am telling you, as somebody who's been to Colombia, as somebody who's obviously in Mexico now, life is actually better here than in America. So what I would do is that I would do what the Arabs do. You have a work visa program where these illegals, they would have a work visa, but they're not gonna have the same rights or privileges as the citizens, you know. So if you have a work visa in America, you can't vote, okay? You can't vote, you can't access welfare, you know, shit like that, okay? Now, Hispanics are hard-working people, okay, guys? One of the reasons why our food in America is still the cheapest in the world is because these people, see these beautiful people over here? They're picking fucking tomatoes for $5 an hour, okay? Americans, all the Americans want to be TikTok and YouTubers. That's all the American people want to be. You have American people who are not even fucking 20 years old, like wanting $30 an hour to flip burgers. This is why a lot of people are not eating out anymore. This is why a lot of restaurants are going out of business. Because nobody can afford to pay some kid $30 an hour to flip a freaking burger. So imagine we get rid of all the illegals, and now that fucking kid who spends all his time on fucking TikTok and YouTube, they're gonna pick tomatoes for $30 an hour. Guys, if food prices in America jumps, we're gonna have a real motherfucking problem. So these so-called illegals, they actually keep the American economy on a very, very rudimentary and basic level operating, okay? If you take away the illegal immigrants in America, America will fall. Hyperinflation will happen. Not only will hyperinflation happen, but think about this, guys, okay? Like, the illegal immigrants, they charge like $120 an hour to work on your car, okay? Now, imagine now you're dealing with an American who's gonna charge you $300 an hour, and guess what? The guy is fucking retarded, you know? So, imagine spending $300 an hour having some kid who knows absolutely nothing about cars working on your motherfucking Toyota Corolla, huh? Have you guys thought that far about it? See, the problem with American people is A, American people are incompetent, and B, they want to work for like massive amounts of money that they are not worthy of. This is why we need the illegal immigrants, okay? They're willing to work for cheap, and they are willing to, and they're actually more competent than American people, okay? So, another thing to keep in mind is that, guess who does all the yard work, all the landscaping, all the roofing? Mexicans, okay? Imagine you replace those with American. I mean, do you guys think the average American is gonna get on a rooftop at 105 degrees in Florida? Hell no, they ain't gonna do that. You're retarded if you think an American is gonna get on a roof, you know, 500 feet above the ground, 105 degree weather. Even if they were getting paid $100 an hour, they won't even do it, you know? I mean, you got oil rigs over there, over, you know, wherever, paying $100,000 a year, and ain't nobody wants to work on them, man. So, you guys gotta understand, man, Americans in general are incompetent, and they want fees where they're like some superstar on TikTok or Instagram or social media where they get $100,000 for making a post. It's like, motherfucker, you're flipping a freaking burger, dude. Like, what's wrong with you, you know? So, part two of the video, guys, is that Americans are just too damn stupid to realize how much they're being abused in America, okay, guys? Most Americans never left the county they were born in, let alone the state they're in. And over 70% of Americans don't have a passport, okay? And the very few Americans who have a passport, what do? They go to like the hotel zone in Cancun for a weekend, and then they make a U-turn and go back home, okay? You might as well, you know, that's like going to Miami, you know? Things are so good overseas, dudes, that I am legit thinking of selling the food truck and investing that money in Colombia, guys, okay? Like, shawarma is becoming very popular in Colombia. In fact, our shawarma that we make in the food truck is hella superior to the shawarma that they make in Colombia. Not to mention that we actually give you more meat than veggies. You know, a lot of these places in Colombia that I've been to, they give you hella more veggies than meat, okay? With us, it's the other way around. So you get more for your money's worth. So, not to mention that shawarma in Colombia actually sells for almost the same amount as the shawarma we sell on our food truck, you know? So, it's not like we're gonna go selling shawarma from $10 a wrap to like $2, you know, here in Mexico, you know. The same gyro we have in Mexico, I'm sorry, the same gyro we have in America for $10, maybe we sell it in Mexico, in Colombia for like $8, you know? So, we're not gonna be losing money on moving to Colombia, not to mention that in Colombia, the daily wage is $15 an hour. I'm sorry, $15 a day rather than $15 an hour. Rent is hella cheaper than America. So if you own your own business in Latin America, you will do well, okay? It's just that, see, here's the thing you guys need to understand, okay? The reason why wages are so cheap in the third world, it's because they don't have illegal immigrants. Let me say that one more time. The reason why wages are so cheap in the third world, it's because they don't have illegal immigrants. As you guys know, I've been to Norway, I've been to Oslo. Guys, Oslo is overran with the third world. Why? Because Norwegians are getting paid such a high wage. I mean, fucking McDonald's, Burger King was $18, okay? Here, I can go to fucking a Burger King here in San Cristobal, get a good meal for like $10 American, you know. That same meal in fucking Norway, $18, $19. Why? Because they're paying a big salary to the employees, okay? This is why Europe is importing the third world. Because unlike America, they don't have illegal immigrants, okay? You guys need to understand. Working for somebody else as a burger flipper or a freaking ditch digger, these are not jobs that are meant for you to do for the rest of your life, okay? In fact, Islam tells us that your fortune comes from actually working for yourself and owning a business, okay, guys? Working for other people, unless, of course, you have a very, very, very in-demand, high IQ skill. You know, if you're like a software developer, something like that, yeah, you're gonna make good money in the third world. Yes, of course. But if you're like digging ditches, flipping burgers, yeah, dude, yeah, that's not meant for you to like go out and make a decent wage, okay, guys? Flipping burgers is not about making a decent wage. Get that through your minds, okay? This is why we have illegal immigrants, okay? Now, the illegal immigrants in America, they don't want to stay in America, dudes. They want to go to America, they want to make that FU money, and then they want to go back and retire in their country living like kings. Pretty much what the illegal immigrants are doing in America is that they're doing what I am doing. If I can sell my food truck in America for $40,000, I'm going to take that money, open a business in Medellin, get my residency in Colombia, and I'm out like trout, okay, guys? No illegal immigrant in their right mind wants to stay in America. Nobody wants to stay in America. If you're smart, you wouldn't want to stay in America, okay? So this is Monday morning. Well, it's not Monday morning. It's like noon time here. This is noon time. So obviously The stores are not packed, okay? You know, they got Subway here, dudes. Subway. And it's the same, almost the same price as in America, dudes. Maybe a little bit cheaper, but we all know Subway is crap. You guys gotta understand, these American companies here in Latin America or wherever, they're making a shitload of money. You know, even though they might be selling their food a little bit cheaper than in America, they're paying $15 a day, not an hour. Their rent is probably 70% cheaper than in America. You know what, guys? Let me go give you a tour of some of the American places around here. There's a Burger King. There's a Carl's Jr. I just noticed that there was a Carl's Jr. So let me go give you a tour of those places. And those are nice places too, guys. I haven't seen McDonald's around here. I think the people here are kind of too smart to go to McDonald's, you know? What does that tell you when Mexicans aren't going to fucking McDonald's, right? And in America, we go to McDonald's. So the problem with American people, and this is why the U.S. government can abuse you all day, every day, you guys don't go overseas, dudes. Like, the best dental work I've ever had was in Bucaramanga, Colombia, by a woman, you know? Ukraine has some pretty damn good doctors too, you know. There was no need for me to have any medical work in Ukraine, but they're damn good in Ukraine, guys. They're you know, if you have the money and you're willing to do some research, you'll find good doctors in Mexico. You'll find good doctors in you'll find good doctors in Ukraine. Guys, these people are not stupid idiots. And again, the reason why we like to call these countries third worlded is because, unlike America, we didn't have this made up money. You know, in America, our money is literally made up money. It has no value, you know. So this is why when America does fall, it's gonna fall real hard, okay, guys? So, and coincidentally, this is one of the reasons why I'm in Mexico right now, why I'm out of America, you know? I'm not gonna return to America until the day after the elections, because I don't know, man. What happens if the election, something, you know, let's say after the election and somebody is declared the winner, people chimp out, do nigger shit in America. Fuck, I don't want that shit, dudes. I'll fucking stay here in San Cristobal, man. You know, we own the truck, we own the land, so we can leave our food truck, and it's not gonna cost me a single cent, you know. So I would rather than stay here if things get really bad in America following the elections. You know, it's probably not, you know, nothing is probably going to happen really bad in America, because again, most Americans are so stupid that they aren't going to do anything, you know. And again, it's ignorance, dude. Like, Americans are very, very ignorant people because they never been overseas. They don't know anything, dudes, you know. There are Americans who live 20 fucking years in a foreign country. They don't even know how to say one word, you know. It's like, dude, I'm here learning Spanish every day, man. You know, Spanish is not like fucking Latvian, a language spoken by like a million people, you know. This is a language spoken by what, 300,000 people, something like that. So there's a Burger King here somewhere. I think it might be on the other side or something. Where's that Burger King at? Where my Burger King at? Oh, well. Is that Burger King over there? No, I don't think so. That's not Burger King. And you know, another thing, dudes, is that a lot of people are under the impression that the third world is like poverty and misery. Guys, not every country out there is like fucking Haiti, okay? Yeah, I know you guys are looking at the dude like, look, he's begging for money. Yeah, you're gonna get people like that all over the place. This is a very good bakery. Donna Isabella, it's a very, very good bakery. You can get donuts for literally 50 American cents. That's like a nightclub later on at night, you know. I might go there tonight. Oh, there it is. That's Burger King. That's Burger King right there, man. I'm not gonna go in with the camera because that's kind of awkward. But I'll probably give you a little bit of a view. Yeah, look. Yeah, look, Burger King, dudes. It's nice. See, it's a nice Burger King. Look, it's a nice Burger King. They got fountain drinks. They got everything. And they're selling the same shit they sell in America for like $10, you know? Like, they got everything here. They got Whopper. They got all that shit, dudes. Unfortunately, they don't have a menu to show you. But I can tell you guys, because I've been here before, you can get like a big Whopper meal for $10, $11, you know? See that, guys? They're ripping you off. This is why I'm telling you, always shop around when it comes to currency exchange. So as you guys can clearly see, this is not some sort of third-worlded, poverty-stricken country like Haiti, okay? It's civilized, people are out and about. And again, dudes, you gotta understand, man. If you're flipping burgers or you're like selling fruits on the side of the road, that's not, you know, that's never meant to be a job where you can make money off of, okay? You either gotta have your own business that's in demand, or you must have a high IQ skill set that's in demand. And you know, this is why the US government can lie to the American people. It's because American people never been out of America. So the US government tells them we're the land of the free, we're the best country in the world. The American people are gonna believe it, especially when they only show you images of like fucking Haiti, you know. It's like, oh yeah, we're better than those people, you know. It's like, nah, bro, that's really not how it works, dog. You know, go to Lviv, go to Medellin, come here to San Cristobal, dude. It's not all fucking third world, poverty stricken, trash all over the place, you know. You can get pictures taken over here. There's an open market that I come here and buy food from. I might do that later on tonight. I might come here, buy food later on tonight. There's an open market. I think they close by 4 o'clock. So I'll probably buy my food after I do this video for you guys. you know. You guys can get tacos for as little as a dollar, you know. If you like go to the right places, obviously, the closer you are to the city center, obviously the more you're gonna spend. So if you go to places that are a little bit farther from the city center, you're gonna spend, you know, less money. Like I said, guys, I'm just walking around giving you a view of San Cristobal. Obviously, it's a Monday, so it's not gonna be as crowded as it was on the weekend. So this is why I'm not going up and down, left and right, all over San Cristobal like I did a couple of days ago. And they do have Walmart. Walmart is a couple of miles away from here. You can take a shuttle bus like that to Walmart, Mercado, Centro. I'm telling you guys, if you're willing to learn the language, you're willing to use your brain a little bit, you can live well in Mexico, dudes. Should I go there? Maybe later. Personally, guys, I'm sold on Medellin, simply because Medellin is very popular now, especially with their digital nomad visa. Medellin is rather very popular because of that. Yeah. Let's go up the stairs over there. See what's going on. Again, women here for the most part are not much to look at. Again, this used to be Guatemala. So short, brown and fugly for the most part, but you get some decent looking woman, you know, light skinned woman. But yeah, Colombia has more beautiful women than San Cristobal, you know, but Mexico is a big country, you know. You go to like Mexico City, you go to like Guadalajara, obviously you're gonna find more better looking women than here. So another church over here, I've never been here before. Again, you have people selling textiles and shit like that. You guys have to understand, you know, selling shit like this really doesn't make you much money, man. You gotta be really good at something, you know. Yeah, selling clothes in general isn't profitable unless you're like fucking H&M, Zara, shit like that. But if you're just a small ma and pa shop selling shit, there's like 50 of you dudes. There's nothing special about you. Let's go down the markets. Yeah, I think that's the gringo over there. Again, dudes, same thing. This is why you guys gotta be smart. If you're gonna live overseas, you gotta be smart, dudes. Let's take a walk through here. See? They sell shoes, they sell shit. Now, if you guys buy from here as a gringo, unless it has a price tag on it, they're gonna rip your motherfucking ass off. So, here I am walking around. Damn, that's hot. You know, I like light-skinned, petite woman with big breasts. That's my type, dudes. This is why I come here, you know? It's actually hard to get with Guatemalan woman because Guatemalans, they tend to stick to their own race. So it's really very hard to get with Guatemalan woman, you know? Even though their men are not much to look at, they stick with their own kind. Yeah, as you guys can see, yeah, people here aren't much to look at. I know a lot of you guys would be thinking to yourself, oh, the guys aren't much to look at here. I'll come here, blue eye, blonde, white American. Yeah, no, Guatemalans, they tend to stick to their own kind, dudes. Yeah, again, everybody's pretty much selling the same damn stuff. Damn, that's hot. See? Oh, that's hot over there. See, guys? It's the light-skinned woman that you want. Okay, there's police over there. You know, I'm not doing anything illegal. Let's go up the street. I know they have a food market here somewhere. Mercado de Comida. They have a food market here somewhere. It's probably on the other side. Okay, man, this is the end of that. Let's go that way. Yeah, some woman dragging her dude by the balls. Guys, a lot of women here, dudes. A lot of... It's the same thing worldwide, you know. I don't care if it's America, Egypt, or wherever. A lot of these guys who are in relationships, they're simply an accessory to some woman's life. That's police. They're not good. They didn't give me trouble, but I don't want trouble. I'm just trying to remember where the hell the food market is. That's the clothing market. I just want to find out where the food market is. I think it might be a little bit up here. Where the food market at? Wanna get my chicken? OXXO, that's their version of 7-Eleven. And again, they're selling shoes, shit like that. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, guys. It's better for you to get your clothing from America than it is for you to get it from anywhere else. Because usually it's better quality and it's cheaper as better quality. Almost got ran over. Where the hell is that goddamn food market at? It's been over 2 years since I was here. This is like a small place, so can't be that far off. I'm gonna ask someone. So this is more of real San Cristobal, guys, not the touristy part. This is more of real San Cristobal. Yeah, they have traffic jams here. Again, it's a small place. What are you gonna do, right? Yeah, I think it's called Guadalupe Mercado. I think I'm close. Okay, this is it. Okay, I found it. Okay, I'm gonna give you a tour of this market, okay, dudes? I'm gonna give you a tour of this market, okay? I actually gave you a tour of this market about 2 years ago, but it doesn't hurt to give you another tour. So, they got avocados. You know, when you're like me, guys, it's best to keep your mouth shut, because the thing is, I look like them, so for me, it's best to keep my mouth shut, give them the money, and just wait for the change. But if you're blue eye, blonde, white, yeah, you're gonna get ripped off, dudes. Let's keep that 100. Blue eye, blonde, white, you're gonna get ripped off. So, if you are blue eye, blonde, white, or black, or Asian, obviously you don't look like the natives, just ask them, La Cuenta, you know, which means how much. and have them write it to you on a piece of paper or on your smartphone. That way you know how much are you gonna spend, you know. But for me, it's just better for me just to point at something, give them the cash, and keep my motherfucking mouth shut. So, yeah, they got cheap clothes. Like, this here for a woman is 150 pesos. That's like, what, $7? But again, in America, quality is usually a little bit higher, okay? Oh, no, a lot higher. I'm gonna come back here, get my chicken from here. They got coke, obviously. I'm telling you guys, it's a nice market. Oh, sorry. It's a nice market. You really can find anything and everything you want for food here. So now we're going more toward the clothing market. The food market was behind us. Oh damn, that's hot. Yeah, most of these women have kids before they're even the age of 15, guys. Just letting you know, here in here with the Guatemalan culture, before the age of 15 they already had kids. That's just culture, dudes. Okay, I want the chicken, I want the food. Where is that shit at? Hola, ¿cómo está? Okay, that's where I'm gonna get my chicken from. I'm gonna get my chicken from here. There's a girl I knew that cut chicken here. Ah, there she is. Damn, she gained weight. I know her. I just saw her. There's a girl I know here. I get my chicken from her.
Aye. Espérame ahí.
Yeah, I might get some avocados from here. Avocados, some vegetables, cut my own damn vegetables. It gives me something to do. I love avocados. I should get me some avocados. Some avocados, some broccoli. That's what I should do, avocado and broccoli. Stinks in here. Oh, that's why it stinks. Fish. Bananas. Let's go down that way. Oop, almost got ran over. I used to buy shit from this dude. He's cool. Look at all the chicken. Look at the chicken. That's live chicken. That shit was alive like probably a couple of hours ago. Está triste tu dolor, ¿de dónde eres? ¿Cuánto le doy? Just look at how short the people are, dudes. Like, this is me over here, this is my height. I'm like the tallest, I'm literally the tallest person in here. Damn, that's hot. I'm telling you guys, some of these Guatemalan chicks, you put in some white blood in them, they look hot, hot, hot. I'm gonna buy some broccoli probably. Oh, be quiet. A lot of fakers, man. Same thing in the Middle East. Same thing in the Middle East, dudes. Some of these people actually have more money than us. Yeah, I'm probably gonna buy some avocados. That's it. I'm gonna buy some avocados. Avocados and maybe bananas. Oh, look at the banana. Look at the produce. Nice and fresh. You know what? I'm gonna buy avocados and avocados and apples. That's what I should do. Avocados and apples. Look, they got everything in here, dudes. You know what? I'm gonna buy my vegetables from here. Rather than buying my vegetable from a store, I'm gonna buy my vegetables from here. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna buy my vegetables from this market. Guys, I think I'm gonna do my food shopping. I'm gonna do my food shopping. All right, guys. So I just wanted to show you, like, look, guys. This is like indigenous San Cristobal market. Okay, this isn't Mexico City. This isn't Guadalajara. This is indigenous Mexico. Okay, this is where I'm at. Okay, this is indigenous Mexican City, San Cristobal, you know, this is like the village over here, okay, guys? So, as you guys can obviously see, this is not as bad as, this is not bad, dudes, okay? This is not bad. Okay, this is a market over here. I love markets. My phone is chest high. This just goes to show you how short the people here are. Can't stand the smell of fish like that, you know? Can't stand the smell of it. Really can't. They got fish. Oh, they got shrimp. Hell yeah. Hey, They got shrimp, they got fish, they got blue crab. Is that catfish? No wonder all the Guatemalans in Florida like the catfish. Gotta hit catfish. Catfish. Yeah, that girl is like, I'm too hot to be working in this place. Oh, look at that, dude. Nasty. Hola, como esta, señor? Look at that, pig's head.
They got honey.
That's not bad. 70 pesos for honey? That's like $3. You know what? I might buy that. You know what, guys? After I shut off this camera, I might just walk around and see what I can buy. Honey, shit like that. Butcher is in here. Really nice. I'm telling you guys, like, this market, between this market, oh, some dog, dumb dog, between this market and that market over there, guys, they have everything you possibly need to eat. So, yeah, dudes, yeah. You never see shit like that in America, guys. You never see shit like that in America. So, yeah, I'm gonna turn off the camera right about now, guys, because I see a lot of good things I wanna buy. So, yeah, long story short, dudes, you guys in America, you gotta get the fuck out of America. You gotta come to places like San Cristobal. You gotta start picking up on the language, using your brain. This whole notion of we're the land of the free, home of the brave. Yeah, no. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later. Peace.